This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. That is the good news. And we are up to Simen Kuf Beis Se'if Hey. Simen Kuf Beis Se'if Hey. Im Hishlam Tfilase. Let's say you finish your Shemana Esrei. Vayadam Acher Mispal Acher. You know, the notorious long davener, he's behind you. Asur Lifsaya Shalosh Psiyos. It is prohibited to take 3 steps back. Ad Sheyigmar Misha Acherav as Tfilase. Until the guy behind you finishes his tefillah. Shem Yasazeh, because if you're going to take 3 steps back, you're passing in front of him. You have to be careful about this, even if the last guy began, meaning, even if the guy behind you began to daven after you, me'achar shekvar hischa, because he started. Because he already started. Now, so this is a tough one. You know the famous story of Rav Moshe who wouldn't leave the shul because there was a brick wall, because there was a guy davening Shemana Esrei there. But what do you do? There's a guy standing behind you, and he's up to Lekai Netzar, and he took out a list that he got from the international list of Chaylam, right? So he's going to be saying for the next 3 hours, you know, every Chayla, every Nitzrach, every situation that he ever heard of. Now what? Now I'm stuck? So what do you do? Says Meshurah, Mispal al Acharav, the guy's behind you. V'im einoy Acharav mamish, let's say he's not mamish behind me, rak meruchak letzdaden, he's sort of a little bit to the side. So we saw yesterday, there's a machloikas, whether passing in front of Usr laver connecting himself between Arba Amos Vidafka Lifnam Abut Sidea Mutter. And what about Stadim Shalifnayam? According to the Magen Avraham, it's Kilifnayam, according to the El Yarabba, it's Mutter. So what you could do is if I'm not Mamish in front of him, I'm according to El Yarabba, I'm allowed to take the 3 steps back. According to the Magen Avraham, I can't. He's not even behind me. In other words, let's say like this. I'm in a row. I'm 1A, he's 2C. Yeah? I can't take 3 steps back, according to Magen Avraham. Not only that, I'm 1A, he's 2D. I can't take 3 steps back. What if I'm 1A and he's 2E? You can't take 3 steps back, according to Magen Avraham. I mean, how far does it go? He sees you. He could see you. It's Shalafanav. So, l'chadchila, you shouldn't take the 3 steps back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but according to the El Yarabba, it's mutter. So, you know, depending on the circumstance, just realize it's not, you don't usually see people being makpid on that. You know, if 1C and 2C, okay, you have some people. Now, many people have a really good way to do this. What they do is they turn around. But like, if you like, keep on turning around and give the guy a look, you know, it works. Usually works pretty well. Also, if you like push him, you know, or nu, usually he'll hurry up. What? What?
If you're in 1A and he's in 2D,
yeah.
You're not walking as
Arba Amos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's say like this. You're saying it's only in Arba Amos. Okay, 8 feet according to Chazon Ish is a. It's a pretty. It's a. What?
It's the Rabbanan. 7 feet is fine.
Not according to Chazonish.
It's the Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan. We made
it. Who? Okay. Not according to Chazonish. But you, I would say I'm not makbe on the Chazon. Reb Chaim Noah, you'll have a smaller share. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you what his share is of...
Yeah, but
he doesn't say it depends what his share is on Shiurim. Okay. Now what if I am directly in back of him, but now I want to use the Eliyahu Rabba to take 3 steps back on an angle? In other words, now that I see that according to the Eliyahu Rabba, I could take 3 steps back if I'm not directly in front of him. So let's say I am directly in front of him, but I'll take 3 steps back to the side. So Shlomo Zalman says that, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that B'shas Hadchak, if you're mamish in front of the guy, you could take 3 steps back to the side where you're not coming close to him. In other words, you could take your 3 steps back instead of back to the side. Now, what if a guy's davening Shemoneh Esrei in back of a Shliach Tzibur? There are those who hold that the shatz can't start Chazos HaShatz unless he takes 3 steps back out of the silent Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chazon Ish says, and the Brisk Rav says, the shatz should take 3 steps to the side. Rav Moshe says, it's true that the shatz who doesn't take 3 steps back did an iser, but the tzibur is still yoytze chazar sa shatz. What if there's a guy on your side? So, in other words, let's say the shel tzibur is boxed in. Like in many shuls, they give the go-ahead to the shatz on Yom Narum. You know, people are still davening away. But the show must go on, so the shatz starts, there's a guy in back of him, there's a guy on his side, where is he supposed to go? Or let's say like this, you know, the shatz just davened, it's a half hour of silent Shemoneh Esrei. He's got to be up there for 3 hours. He goes to the restroom. Most shlichei tzibur, they go to the restroom before they start the Chazar Sashatz. So he has no way to go to the restroom unless he walks by people. So Rabbi Yashiv says that in order to avoid Tircha de Tzibura, he should start Chazar Sashatz without taking 3 steps back. Okay, let's see weiter. Shalosh psiois umairi betoich arba amos. It's talking about within 3 amos, within the dalet amos. In other words, when the mechaber says aser lefsaya shalosh psiois, it's talking about within dalet amos. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you should wait until the guy not only takes the 3 steps back, but also he finishes his bowings. Because so long as he's bowing, the Shekhinah is kenegdai. Now what if the guy is davening for 4 hours, and I can't keep my feet together so long? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, no problem, so don't keep your feet together, but you still can't move. Now, what if the famous question? One second, the Mishnah Berurah continues. It's talking about where the 3 steps are. You're in his 4 amos. So sheyavo l'teich 4 amos aydei shalosh psiyos sheyivsal achayrav. What if the guy behind me didn't take 3 steps back because the guy behind him didn't take the 3 steps back? So he's not really davening. He's just stuck. Says of Shlomo Zalman that if you need to say tachnon or a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to take 3 steps back. But if you don't have a specific need, you're not allowed to. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, as long as the first guy is not going into the dalet amos of the third guy, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says of Katan Gimel, that even if the guy behind you is oimid b'tachnunim, if he didn't take the 3 steps back, you're not allowed to go into his space. So the guy behind you didn't take the three steps back. So in the Das Noite it says, it's Dafka if he's in Tachnunim. However, in this in Karel it says that the first guy could take three steps back, even if he's going to end up in the four Amos of the third guy. Says Rabbi Yosha B'chap, guy number two, he's probably 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, so he's a hefsek, he's a mechitza. The guy is a mechitza. Let's say like this. The guy in back of you already started Shemana Esrei because he follows the halacha that davening with a minyan means to start Shemana Esrei. You don't follow the halacha. You like to say Yigdal Ematoivu and you like to lag behind and you start Shemana Esrei late. Now you want to say take your three steps back. You're not allowed to. Once the guy behind you is davening Shemana Esrei, you cannot no longer take three steps back. So you wouldn't be allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take the three steps back. Weiter. The Mechaber concluded that you need to be medakdek, even if the guy behind you stavened afterwards, because he already started. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekvar Hischol, V'loy nikra ba begvulay. The guy behind you is not called coming into your territory, even though he started after you. V'afil ma'achrin ma'aruch b'tfilosa. Even if he's davening very long. The adar abazesha poiseu ba'achsha begvulay. The guy taking the three steps back, he's coming into his territory. Let's say there's a guy, he decided to daven Shemana Esrei in the hallway. You know, there's one hallway to get to the restroom or to get out. And you have one chacham, he decided to daven Shemana Esrei there. Now what, everyone's stuck? So the Marsham says, you're allowed to pass in front of him. It's like a kever of, it's like somebody buries someone on a road. So you're allowed to remove the guy. It's Ein Toifis Mekoimoy. It's a kever hamazik. Rav Shlomo Zalman also says, you're allowed to pass. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you move him. In other words, the Marsham says like this. I'm sorry. Marsham says you have a guy. He's in the aisle. He decided to park himself in the aisle. Shon Esa. You take him. You lift him up, and you put him somewhere else. You move him. You could take a hand cart, a trolley. You pack the guy up, tie him up, and move him out of the way. And the Rav Shlomo Zalman says it could be you could even pass in front of him, but it's better to move him. So the question is, why if a guy davens after me, behind me, am I stuck? Isn't he coming into my territory? Didn't we say in Sif Gimel that once I'm sitting down, a guy who davened Shemana Esrei next to me, I don't have to stand up because he's coming into my territory. Here also, he's davening behind me. He's coming into my territory. The answer is no. He's not coming to your territory. You're the one who wants to take three steps back into his territory. In other words, you're, by taking the three steps back, you're coming into his territory. Okay, let's begin Siman Kuf Gimel. Mi shenes damin loy ruach betfilasoy oy itosh. Someone who has to pass gas or sneeze. Says Mechaber hoyo, oymir betfil yotzei menu ruach melamata. One who's davening Shemana Esrei, and a odor is emitted from him from below, mamtin ad sheichla reach, he waits until the smell dissipates, v'chozer mispala, and he goes back to davening. Says Mishnah Berurah, reach de mei kara aser afilu midivrei Torah. Okay, the Elbe Siman Ayin Tes Sif Tes. What does Dime'i Kara mean? Meaning, if it's coming from something that has ikar, if it's from a tangible source, if it's from Tzayim Amish, then a Reach is Dairaisa. No. So again, the Mechaber is saying, you wait until the smell dissipates. Dimei kara, because while it still smells, you're not even allowed to learn. In other words, you can't daven and you can't learn, like we said in Simon Ayin Tes, Se'if Tes. What did we say there? Yatsu yimen reach melamata aser b'divrei Torah ad sheyich l'hareach. Okay. Says the Mishnah Bura, V'chayzum espala hainu l'makam shepasak. You go wherever you're up to. Afilu sha achar shepasak hareach. Even if you delayed after the smell stopped, v'ayidei hatsir v'hayu k'dei ligmar kula. And the combined delay of while it smelled and after was enough time to finish the whole subject that you were involved in. You still do not have to go back to the beginning. Because you could have davened as soon as the smell stopped. What if you violated this and you did not wait and you davened while it still smelled? We said by urine, you need to daven again because you were violating Isser Drabanan Vadai. Rav Chaim says, therefore, by hafacha, by passing gas, if you davened even though it smelled, it could be you have to daven again. So in this case, since you could have returned back to your davening right after the smell dissipated, v'mkein lo haya kol ha-hefsik ma'achmas oynes, the whole hefsik wasn't an oynes. Be'enu chazer roish, you don't have to go back to the beginning, l'fi ma'asha pasuk ramah le'el b'simen samachei, then it has to be the whole hefsik was an oynes. Kasu achreinim, de'bezeh ein tzach loymar ha-ribayin ha-kasa b'sif beiz. In this case, you do not have to say the ribayin in sif beiz. D'ch'she'en ma'achek ein nikar b'ashtay chulimasai. Sif beiz, we're going to see where you move away, and in such a case, you have to say a special prayer for the yishim. But in this case, you're not moving anywhere. You don't have to say the ribon ke'in shikas v'agala kaman b'siv beiz. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. And we'll, b'li neder, let's try to get together tomorrow. Okay, so I have a compromised position here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.